Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. My name is Jabin, and I'm here with my friends,
Alex,
Carson,
and Dane.
Where are you guys from?
Jonesville.
Also, we're all from Jonesville.
Yeah, you're all from Jonesville. So, like, what do you guys do for fun? Like, what's how do you guys like become friends or anything like that? How do you guys know each other?
Just through school. I mean, we do a lot of stuff together. Game.
What do you game? What do you play?
Fortnite.
Nice. When was your last dub?
Friday.
Nice. Is that the what's your percentage right now for games to dub?
Oh, very, very bad.
Very bad. Do you guys do builds or?
No,
builds?
We build. We're just not good.
They brought back the original map or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, did you guys play when it first came out?
Yeah. I played in like season 3, season 2.
Okay. So the seasons weren't when it first came out. It was out for like 3 years before season 1 came out.
I didn't start that early. I was a Minecrafter.
Yeah, have you seen the Minecraft movie?
Not yet.
Not yet. I'm planning on going this week. Do you guys want to go?
I do want to go.
That'd be fun.
I was going to go yesterday, but it was all sold out.
I'm thinking like tomorrow night, actually.
I got to work.
Okay, maybe not tomorrow night. Tuesday?
I don't work Tuesday.
I got to work every day.
I'm jobless.
So you're free all the time is what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
At 5:30, though.
Oh, okay. So we can go to a later showing. Yeah. So what's one thing that you took away from the talk? What was the talk about? Tell our listeners, like, give a summary of what the talk was.
Like what church was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like how to find a good church and what church is right for you.
Oh, nice. Why do you think that's important?
I think if you go into a church that isn't really explaining the word of God, then you're not really going to church then. Like you're just going to a place.
Yeah. It's interesting. What's another interesting take that you took from the talk today? Something Doug said, a story that he shared.
I just don't know what to say.
Wait, what's the question?
What's something interesting from the talk today? Something you took away?
The word, the Greek word. I can't pronounce it, but...
Like, ecclesia?
Yeah, being called out and like... Because I feel like we all have gone through that moment. Like we've all been called out by Carter to come here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. For those of you that don't know, Carter is their coach. So, coach here at Crossroads, he's been really praying for these guys, and there's been some really cool work with them. Do you guys have any funny church stories?
Definitely the games.
Yeah, the games
are really, really good.
Or when we start sweating really bad during the songs. Hey.
Are you talking about here?
Yeah.
This is not church.
I don't go to church, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, okay. Interesting take. Did you feel more inspired from this talk that...
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes that is something that confuses people, that they think that Crossroads is church, but we're actually just youth ministry. We're just hang out churches with the old people. So, yeah. Any other funny, now that you have that definition, funny stories about church? If you don't go, it's hard to have one.
When I was little, I used to go, and then me and my cousin would skip it, and we go like when they were doing like the whole the service or whatever, we would go down to the basement and play ping pong.
Oh, nice! Yeah. Do you think everyone heard you play ping pong?
Nah, the walls were solid. I don't think they were hearing us.
Nice.
We made sure we were quiet.
And the church didn't have like one of those speaker systems, so you could at least still like hear the.
Oh no, they did. They did. We still heard it, but we were. Not there.
Pinging the pong. Okay. Why do you think most people don't make a commitment to going to church?
I think people like to have their weekends, and which is a bad excuse, but I think they just don't want to leave their house or do anything.
Yeah.
I think they think that maybe it's like boring and that it is just an old people thing, which is wrong. It's not.
Do you think that?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, it is interesting. We're also so busy, you know. Having a Sunday off is actually pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many days does it take before you lose your sharpness? This is actually, it says in the parentheses, sports, language, music, etc. So you guys are wrestlers. How long do you go without Are you not all
wrestlers? I'm the only wrestler.
Oh. Yeah. I definitely thought you all were wrestlers.
No, no, Cooper, it's said, just me and Cooper. Yeah.
When you said Carter as a coach, I was like...
Well, he's our coach here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Okay, you're not all... Do you guys play sports at all?
I golf. I dabble in some golf.
I don't do any sports anymore.
Okay, Fortnite. Let's use a Fortnite illustration. How many days could you go before you start to lose, like, your first game after 6 days? How's it?
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
You're not cranking 90s?
No, I barely can shoot anybody.
Yeah.
When I first got back into it, it was real rough.
So if that's true for gaming, how do you think it's true for the rest of your life?
Really true. Like, everything, if you take a lot of time off, you're not going to be as good.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have that practice.
So how do you think it fits with your spiritual life?
If you take the time off every week and you don't read your Bible and stuff, then you're going to lose that. Lose that significance, or I don't know what word I'm looking for. It's a certain word. Do you guys know what I'm thinking?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You said significance and it worked for me. I don't know.
I was just looking for a different word. I kind of just threw that out there, though.
Yeah.
You're going to lose it if you don't read your Bible and, like, maintain your... my gosh, I can't talk.
It's okay. My dad has a story about a pastor that visited a guy that hadn't been to church in a while. And he walked in and he sat down on the couch and they were looking at a fire. This was before there were TVs. And they're looking at the fire. They didn't say anything. And then all of a sudden an ember broke off of the fire and rolled away from the fire. And as it sat away from the fire, it just kind of stopped glowing. And he said the man broke up in tears and was at church the next week. And the moral of the story is, when you're gone from a long time, you're going to start losing your significance. I don't know if it's actually a word that fits there, no, but it worked. What do you think about the six-day rule, the Stanford prison experiment? Can someone sum up the prison experiment for people that might not know?
Basically, these people in Stanford went in a basement, and they were doing this prison experiment, and they had some people as prison guards, some people as prisoners. And they started going crazy and, like, believing that they actually did the crimes that they were just playing a role for. And they started having riots and everything. By day six, they just canceled because it was going very bad.
Yeah. That just goes into our previous argument. Like, 7 days is not enough. I mean, it is. It's really interesting that we go to church every 7 days, but got to keep in contact. What can you add by being invested in church? Do you guys understand the question?
I don't.
So, invested, you guys have three things that you always have. You have your time, you have your treasure, and you have your talent. All of those things can be invested in different places. So if your treasure is invested wrongly, you're spending money on Monsters and Red Bull and junk food and all that sort of stuff. If your time is spent, is invested wrongly, then it's going to be spent all time. Video games is fine, but if it's always video games, if it's always, you're going to end up with a guy that doesn't have a life because they're spending all their time in video games. And then talent is, if you spend all your talent on worldly things, then you're going to get worldly praise, which doesn't really last very long. It's the 15 minutes of fame phenomena. So how can you add by being invested time, treasure, and talent in a church?
I think if you invest your time into, like, going to church and invest your time outside of church trying to bring more people in, like, that would be pretty good for a church as a community in a whole.
Mm-hmm. So that's time. What about treasure and talent?
I feel like the talent one would have fit, like, for, like, going and talking to people about it and trying to get them, like, to come to church, because, like, you could, like, persuade them better, because if you, like, it's your talent to, like, talk to them about it.
What do you think your talent is?
Oh, I don't know. Just overall?
Yeah. What's something you're good at?
I'd say golf, you know. I'm not, you know, not the best, but...
Because they're shaking your heads as he says it. He's not that good.
Our friend group isn't, like, you know, we're, like, plus 80 golfers, you know.
Through nine.
Yeah, through nine, so...
Nice. So how can you give that to church or to God in any way? This is the creative part, because everyone thinks, unless I sing, then, or I speak really well, or I'm good at tech.
You could promote God through like a branding of golf clubs or golfing clothes or something related to golf.
Right. There's also like coaching, like what you guys had is some investing in other people that want that talent. And all of a sudden you have a relationship just like Doug was talking about. So, and then treasure is obvious. I mean, you're giving money to the church, which then designates it to where it needs to go, to the needy, to other things, to the building, to all that sort of stuff. So I would also like to encourage you, as I listen to you guys, I don't know that you guys know that you can add so much to the church. Having you guys sit in the front row would make the rest of the church realize that they need to move too. There's a lot of people that could use your energy, just your youthful energy, just your presence as well. It's not always that you have to receive from the church. You go in there, and if it's boring, if the music's not good, you don't receive, but you can actually give too. So, then it says make a plan to go to church. So talk to your coach, make a plan to go to church, go there next week, go there for Easter. Definitely invite your families to do it. All that sort of stuff. Well, this is the Homegrown Remix podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Jabin,
Alex,
Carson,
and Dane.
We've enjoyed having you here. Go to church. We'll see you later. Bye.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious rich roast coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org and contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.